The Idiot
by Fyodor Mikhailovich Dostoevsky. Towards the end of November, during a thaw, at 9 o'clock one morning, a train on the Warsaw and Petersburg Railway was approaching the latter city at full speed. The morning was so damp and misty that it was only with great difficulty that the day succeeded in breaking, and it was impossible to distinguish anything more than a few yards away from the carriage windows. Some of the passengers on this particular train were returning from abroad, but the third-class carriages were the best filled, chiefly with insignificant persons of various occupations and degrees, picked up at the different stations near a town. All of them seemed weary, and most of them had sleepy eyes and a shivering expression, while their complexions generally appeared to have taken on the colour of the fog outside. When day dawned, two passengers in one of the third-class carriages found themselves opposite each other. Both were young fellows, both were rather poorly dressed, both had remarkable faces, and both were evidently anxious to start a conversation. One of them was a young fellow of about 27, not tall, with black, curling hair, and small, grey, fiery...